Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav Arba'a Asar. If the 14th day of Nisan, which normally it's that day that you're burning the chametz, and then you know in the evening you have Pesach, the first night of Pesach. So what happens to the 14th day of Nisan? Shechalia b'Shabbos falls out on Shabbos, and it's prohibited to burn your chametz on Shabbos. So what do you do? Mevarim asakol melefnei Shabbos. So whether you have chulin and non-sacred chametz, or whether you have truma, sacred chametz that only a kohen can eat, right? So you burn it, environment's called, burn it before Shabbos, because you can't burn it on Shabbos. So you'd have to really be burning it on the 13th, meaning on Friday, the day before Shabbos. All with the exception of chametz that you're mishai, that you're leaving over in a special place to be eaten, l'tzorach achila Shabbos, to be eaten on Shabbos. Let's say you have challah rolls, so that of course you'll set aside, you'll eat it on Shabbos, because it's for the eating of Shabbos. But everything else, you gotta burn it on, you know, on the 13th, on Friday, the day before, because you can't burn chametz on the 14th in this scenario where it falls out on Shabbos. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. The Chachamim Omen, the Chachamim arguing to say, no, Bismanam, no, you can destroy the chametz, all the chametz, whether chulin, whether truma, non-sacred or sacred, on Shabbos. Why? Because you don't have to physically burn it. So there are other ways to get rid of it. You can feed it to other people, right? And that's destroying it. The idea is that it's gotta be gone. So someone else eats it. It's the same thing as, you know, you burning it. It's annihilated from the world. It's in his stomach and it's gone. Or the behemoth, you can feed it to your animals. So granted, you can't do the method of burning, but there are other ways to destroy it. People can eat it, give it to your animals, and therefore you burn you destroy everything on Shabbos because you just avoid burning. You use another method. Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadik Omer, and Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadik says a third opinion, Truma, the sacred chametz, would be Melefnei HaShabbos, before Shabbos, because since Truma is only eaten by a minority of people, it's only eaten by the Kohanim, right? So, and you can't feed it to any other person, you can't feed it to your animals, only to Kohanim. So therefore, the Truma, you know, you burn it before Shabbos, because it's something that it's hard to get rid of on Shabbos, not everybody is able to eat it. So, Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadik Omer, Truma Melefnei HaShabbos, Truma you burn it before Shabbos. But v'chulin, non-sacred that anybody can eat, bizmanam, you burn it, you get rid of it, you know, in its right time on Shabbos. So, because you can give it to your animals, you can give it to your dogs, and granted, you're not going to physically burn it, but there are other ways to get rid of it. So we have three opinions. When the 14th day of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, according to a mayor, you get rid of everything before Shabbos. You can burn it all before Shabbos. Chacham say that no, the 14th is the 14th, and even if it's Shabbos, you know, get rid of it on Shabbos, just don't burn it. Instead, you know, give it to people to eat or give it to your animals. And Rav Elazar bar Tzadik says, you know, the truma, since only minority people can eat it, which is the Kohanim, that you can get rid of before Shabbos by, let's just say, you burn it. Or since it's truma, so, you know, we can discuss exactly how you do it because it's sacred. But let's just assume that, you know, for now that you burn it. V'chulin, and then the non-sacred, you know, you could get rid of it on Shabbos. He gives like the split sheet, he divides the two different types of chametz, you know, sacred and non-sacred. And he says, the chulin, you could destroy it on Shabbos by just giving it to your animals or to your dogs. And now we get rid of it on Shabbos. Okay, that concludes Mishnah Vav. Moving right along to Mishnah Zayin. Haholeich, one who goes on the 14th day of Nisan. L'shchot es pischo to shecht his carbon Pesach. Or he goes v'lamlos b'no to give a bris meal to his son. Or v'le'echol se'udas erisin. He goes to eat a se'udas erisin be'beis chamev in the house of his father-in-law. It was the minog, the custom in those days was that when a chassan would come to be mekadesh, come to marry a woman, so he would make a suda in the father-in-law's house, and it was a sudas mitzvah. Okay, or and so in any of these cases, he's going on the road and he's going to perform basically a mitzvah. But this guy here remembers sheish l'chametz l'toch Pesach. He's got chametz in his house. They didn't do, he didn't destroy it yet. And today's the 14th day, and he says, what does he do? Im yachol lachzar ulavar v'lachzul mitzvah so yachzav yivar. If he's able to go back to his house, burn the chametz, and then go back to the mitzvah he was doing, either the Karban Pesach or the Bris Milah or the Sudas Erisin. So you get the mitzvah of burning the chametz, and you get the mitzvah that you're doing right now of, you know, doing the Shechita or the Milah, whatever you're going for, then Yachzav Yar, do them both. But v'im lav, if you're not going to have time, she'en yochel lachzul levar lachzul, you're not going to have time, if you go back, you're not going to have time to go back to your mitzvah, then rather continue with the mitzvah that you're doing now. And mevat lo belibo, just do a bittul, a nullification of the chametz in your heart. that it should be considered like offer like dust of the earth, and then therefore there'd be no need to actually burn it because you already did bittul in your heart. And the truth is, we mentioned this in the introduction to the Masechta, that on a Torah level, doing bittul is enough. You just say in your heart that I'm nullifying it, it's ownerless, and you're good, you're good to go. It's that the Rabbanan instituted, you know, more methods. For example, beer, burning it, why do you burn it? Because even if you nullified it in your heart, you may see it on Pesach and then change your mind, then you're going to want to eat it, and all sorts of problems could come about. So on a rabbinic level, you have to burn it and get it totally annihilated. But still on the Torah level, the bittul, the nullification in your heart, is good enough. So in cases where you're involved in a mitzvah, so if you can go back and do the beer, do the burning, and come back to your mitzvah, then great. But if you're not going to have time to come back and do the mitzvah, then stick with the mitzvah that you're doing, don't interrupt it, and then just do a bittul in your heart for the chametz that you have left in your house. Okay? What about v'mhalach l'hatzel ben hagayis? If he's going to save yidden that are being chased by the enemy, u'min ha'nahar, or there's a river coming to wash away his fellow yidden, u'min ha'listim, where there are thieves coming to rob his fellow yidden, u'min ha'dleik, or there's a burning fire that's going to burn down his fellow Jewish neighbor, u'min ha'mapolas, or there's a wall falling, right? But the point here is that there's all cases of a suffix, b'kuach nefesh, a suffix of life and death. So in all these areas, yivata b'libo. So just nullify it in your heart. Even though you'll have time to go back to your house and to burn it, right? Become Malcolm, nevertheless, don't go back. Rather, you have a suffix, a doubt of whether a person could be killed or not. So therefore, suffix, a kind of nefashis, just do a bittul in your heart. And because on a Torah level, a bittul works. And go ahead and save these people. Yeah, it's a davar pashut, it's a simple thing. V'lishbos shvisas harishus. But what about in a case where he's lishbos shvisas harishus? So this is going back to Erevin. So one who's going to do an Erev to Chumim, of the border, to stretch out his border of the city, klililich misham, to go from there on Yom Tov, 2,000 amas. So also said, we said, normally a person will have 2,000 amas from where he is. He goes to the end of his 2,000 amas, or to the outskirts of the city, you know, whatever's further. And then he makes this Erev Techumen to stretch out his boundaries another 2,000 amas. So if he didn't have any kavanah for a mitzvah, just, you know, for his own personal matters, and then he remembered that he has chametz back in his house, yachzer miyad, go back to your house immediately and get rid of the chametz. Because even though you're doing a mitzvah of Erev Techumen, lamaisa, you're not doing it for any, you know, sacred purposes. You're doing it for your own, you know, selfish needs. You want to have more room to walk around. But if your kavanah was for a mitzvah, for example, you're stretching it out in order to go to a Beis Avol, to go, you know, comfort one who's mourning, or to go to a Beis Chassan, to go to a Chassan's house, to be Mesameach him during the Shev Brachas, or to go to the Beis Medrash to learn, or to go, you know, greet your Rebbe, do Kabbalah Sfani Rambo. So now that it's a mitzvah, right? So then all these cases are like you're just going to do a Shechita for the Karban Pesach, or doing a Bris Milah on your son. It's no different. It's a mitzvah nonetheless. And therefore, so if you don't have time to go back to your house, right, then just do the bittul in your heart, nullify the chametz in your heart, and continue doing the mitzvah that you're doing of Erev Techumen, because now you're not just doing it for selfish needs, you're doing it for sacred purposes. So here, what's interesting about this Erev Techumen is that even though you're doing a mitzvah of Erev Techumen, what is the purpose of the mitzvah? If it's for your own selfish needs to have more place to walk around, then we don't, you know, say you can continue doing it. Rather, you have to go back to your hand immediately, go back to your house immediately and burn the chametz. But if you're stretching out the air for a religious for a Torah-dika purpose, for a sacred purpose, then you can continue what you're doing, do the bittul in your heart, it would be good enough, and then continue the mitzvah that you're doing of this air of Techumen. Okay? And that wraps up Mishnah Zayin.